Good people, I married a turbulent wife, who with railing has made me quite weary of life, though I do my endeavor to give her content. Yet my labor, alas, to no purpose is spent. On her errands peel garlic her husband she sends. You may see what it is to be married, dear friends. When I was a bachelor, gallant and gay, then at stool-ball or cricket I freely might play, nay, and sometimes with Marjorie ride to a fair. But alas, now my head is encumbered with care. I must tarry at home for to feed my wife's hens. You may see what it is to be married, dear friends. If I an acquaintance do happen to meet, any time in the day as I pass through the street, and that we for one flagon together should go, straight she comes like a loud and invincible sorrow. At my noddle the pipe and the flagon she sends, you may see what it is to be married, dear friends. All winter betimes I am forced to rise, for to make her a fire and coddle likewise, which I bring her each morning with care to her bed, which perhaps in her passion she'll fling at my head. This I often have had to make me amends. You may see what it is to be married, dear friends. She set me one morning to hang on the pot, and I needs must acknowledge I clearly forgot, for to put in the water but sauntered about, till the porridge pot bottom was clearly burnt out. At my noddle the ladle she presently sends, you may see what it is to be married, dear friends. One morning she left me at home to be nurse, while she walked with her gallant, whom often I'd curse. Now as I was sate rocking and winding of silk, oh, the cat came and eat up the child's sugared milk. But when this sad disaster was known to my wife, honest people, I thought 'twould have cost me my life. Now when she had thrashed me up the stairs she did go, with her gallant hand charged me to tarry below, but I cunningly followed upstairs I did creep, I and through the keyhole in the trough I did peep. But her gallant, he heard me, and presently swore he would kick me downstairs if he came to the door. With courage I told him I feared not his blows. I would peep through the keyhole in spite of his nose. Then the spark in a passion his rapier he drew. Straight away from the door of the chamber I flew. For I knowing young gallants are desperate men, and I thought should he kill me, faith, where am I then? I took her to task when the gallant was gone, and I said, love, consider but what you have done. It was all that I said when she flew with disdain, aye, and called me poor whittle and cuckold in grain. And a three-legged stool at my noddle she sends, you may see what it is to be married, dear friends. Before any longer this life I will lead, I am fully resolved to chastise her with speed. With the sweet oil of holly I'll chafe her proud hide, which will supple and make her a diligent bride. And when thus she's reclaimed to the world, I will tell how in love, peace, and comfort together we dwell.